let their children rear themselves, and they brag about it. Oh, my little girl, little daughter, she's 10 years older than she is. No, they're not. Now, that makes you feel good because that means you don't have to do anything to get you off the hook of responsibility. But they're not. They're not 13 going on 24. But that makes you feel good. That makes you feel real good. Now you don't have to do the responsibility. You do it with a 13-year-old. So it's a cop-out and self-deception. Now let's go to the next phrase. But bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Okay, what does this mean? But, strong adversative, Allah, complete contrast. Bring them up. Okay, right here's your goal. Right there's your goal. Without even getting to the word discipline, instruction, there's your goal. Bring them up. Present active imperative. Parents, here is the goal of the objective. What is your goal or objective in rearing your children? To bring them up to maturity. So if you please, turn them loose on the world. That's your objective. To rear, the word means to rear or to bring to maturity. Children do not raise themselves as to the real values of what is important in life. That's your responsibility, to rear them, bring them to maturity, bring them just to the point, so that when they do walk out that door, you're okay in your soul. That no matter what they face, no matter what they face, they know how to face. You don't know what they're going to face, parent. Today, you don't know what it's going to be like in 2050. You don't know what it's going to be like in 2040, 2030, 2020. Tomorrow, as far as that goes, we have a little idea. I'm just making, but you have no idea what world they're going to come into. Well, on the one hand, I don't like it. On another hand, I love watching World War II movies on the personal basis of what's going on in Holland and Germany of the people. God, I'm so thankful I didn't have to go through that. I'm just, every time I watch one, I'm just thankful. The war wasn't here in this soil. But you have no idea what they're going to go through. Maybe it will be on this soil. Are they going to fall apart? Are they going to quit thinking? Are they well? What are they going to do? People, this is one of your wonderful opportunities. All right, let's move on. Bring them up to maturity. Now we have in discipline. This is the same primary root of the word we've seen all along in Hebrews 12, Padia, to educate, to train, by implication, corrective suffering. Now the second word, and instruction. Now what does this word mean? This word, and instruction, the Greek word means admonition. Calling attention to give warning, to counsel, to instruct, to point out their dangers, the danger of their actions. In the gym, I'm running out of time, but in the gym, I've befriended this young man. I would imagine Carson's about 15, 13, 14, 15. His parents work out really early in the morning, and he comes in the afternoon, and we've become very good friends, talked over some spiritual things. But he came in the gym yesterday, and two guys had come in, and people, I don't know what they do, but they just, you could tell where they were working out, the mud and the dirt on their floor, on their shoes, just messed up the whole area. The whole area there is very clean, but right there. So Carson goes, "What happened here?" And I said, "Well, they're not thoughtful." And I said, "Carson, here's a good example. We're going to use them for an example, Carson. That's what you do when you're not thoughtful of other people." And he goes, "Wow, that's terrible, looking at this." And but that's what this word means. That's what the word means. You want another way of what the word means? Do I have about 4 or 5 minutes, Jerry? Okay. Look with me quickly at 1 Corinthians 10. It's worth your time. Look back at 1 Corinthians 10.